Oh man, here we are back in action, friends. What is happening? This is Elliot Lane, host of Cannabis Daily for Benzinga. Hope y'all are having a great week. Hope you're off to a great start to your day. My coffee level is perfect, so I'm feeling fine. With that, this is your daily dose of cannabis news and insights. 5 minutes every day. Share with your friends. Let everybody know where the best financial information in cannabis is at. It's at Benzinga. With that being said, let's dive into what you're here for. There is a big backlash from cannabis advocates that has caused the community Anti-Drug Coalition of America to take down its corporate sponsors. That's the CADCA. They are actively trying to block marijuana reform. So obviously they have a natural enemy in the cannabis industry. Companies such as the NFL, Krispy Kreme, and others have actively given to the CADCA, whose tagline is building drug-free communities. I can't say that that's a bad thing, and I don't think we should. So I think, you know, some of these companies could probably come out and do a little damage control. With that being said, the NFL hasn't had a great history with marijuana either. I don't know about Krispy Kreme's history with marijuana, but that being said, it'll be interesting to see what the CADCA does from here. Paul King, an executive for several California-based companies, has been fired from California New Wave and fined $2.4 million for unlicensed cultivation. The two businesses in question were actually not California New Wave. They were two previous businesses he worked at, Fuji Farms and Hands on Faith Association. California New Wave decided that the risk was too great to keep him in charge.
Sorry, could you say that again?
Oh my gosh, Siri popping in again, y'all. Cleveland School of Cannabis now has an online program to learn how to home grow, where it is legal, of course. The irony here being that home grow is not legal in Ohio. So if you are in Cleveland, you can learn how to home grow somewhere else. 2 in 5 Americans have shifted their mindset to a more liberal approach for drug policy per a new survey from YouGov. About 26% also took a more conservative approach. Pablo Zwanich of Cantor Fitzgerald releases a couple notes yesterday on two related companies. Cresco Labs, CRLBF on the OTC, he stayed overweight, but of course lowered their 12-month price target to $15 from $19 on reduced estimates. Cresco grew their sales 2% period over period there instead of the assumed 3% from the model Cantor Fitzgerald had released. They also released a note on Columbia Care, CCHWF on the OTC. He remains overweight. And y'all, drum roll, please. He upped their price target to $8.37 from $5.10, based upon the price target, of course, from Cresco Labs, who is acquiring Columbia Care. That deal should go through by the end of the year. Ayr Wellness, OTC-listed AYRWF, reports their quarterly earnings revenue of $110.1 million in Q2 is down about a million, pretty flat overall. Adjusted EBITDA actually up 0.5%. They didn't see quite as big of a lift in for their report as other New Jersey-based operators did. We saw Acreage, we saw Curaleaf, GTI. A lot of them had good and positive reports from New Jersey. Not that Ayr didn't, but it just didn't seem to be as big of a lift. However, Ayr did see some really relatively great expansion in states like Massachusetts, Florida, and Arizona. High Tide, NASDAQ-listed HITI, receives a commitment letter from Connect First Credit Union for a non-dilutive financing. This is $19 million, probably Canadian, in a five-year term. Jazz Pharmaceuticals, JAZZ, is the ticker. If you remember, they acquired GW Pharmaceuticals for some $7 billion, and their Epidiolex drug, which is based on cannabinoids, announces a phase 3 trial evaluating Epidiolex for patients with epilepsy with myoclonic atonic seizures. I think I said that right. That being said, great news. We want to continue to see more regulated drugs from cannabinoids be released. Decibel Cannabis, DBCCF on the OTC, reports a record quarter, having a record year so far as well. Net revenue of $18.6 million, up 11% sequentially and 49% year over year, driven by expanded distribution in Ontario. They also had $3.2 million in adjusted EBITDA, which is up 31% sequentially and, again, 49% year over year. Last but not least, AeroPay and FlyHigh are partnering up in Colorado as of yesterday to bring businesses and consumers cashless cannabis delivery payments. Good for y'all in Colorado. That's awesome. If I'm looking at watch listers today, I would be surprised if High Tide and Jazz didn't see a little action in the markets today. I'm keeping an eye on Air Wellness as well as Cresco and Columbia Care. All right, y'all. Elliot Lane here on a Thursday. Hope you're starting your day great. We'll do this one more time tomorrow. BZCannabis.com for the best event in the cannabis space. Benzinga.com/cannabis for all your news throughout the day.
Hey, investors. Thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.